This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update. Today, we're thrilled to be joined by Amber Walsh. And I've had the chance to watch Amber since she was a young professional and grow into a complete leader in the sort of private equity world, private equity practice. She was recently recognized as an inspiring woman in law by one of the great ranking systems in law, and sort of an inspiring woman in transactional corporate law, private equity. And fascinating for me to watch Amber develop from literally a young lawyer into still a young lawyer, but a brilliant leader. And Amber, you want to take a moment on what does it mean to you to be recognized by these national publications as a national leader, an inspiring woman in law? You've promoted and driven and helped sponsor so many other women leaders. Talk about what it means to you to be recognized as such.
Well, thank you, Scott. And it definitely is an honor. It's pretty humbling, but it's fun to see not just me, but one of my fellow partners, Joanne Katsantonis, also being recognized as a woman of power and influence in the law. And what I particularly love about recognitions like this is they serve as inspiration for other women who are putting in the time, putting in the effort. When it's an innovation award, recognizing that the time that you spend in putting yourself out there, extending yourself, kind of taking some risk, it can ultimately pay dividends and help inspire others. And that's what I get when I see these awards when they are given to other people. I love reading their story, and it's just fun to be a part of that.
And take a moment. We've got our producer on as a young, brilliant woman. What advice do you give to a young, brilliant woman professional or a young woman professional of any sort on building a career of power and influence, building a career that one can be proud of, whether it's power or influence, or just having a career one can be proud of? Tell us a little bit about what advice you give to a young person trying to have a great career.
There are a few things that it took me a very long time myself to figure out, so I'm glad to share them with younger women who maybe they won't stumble as much as I did at the beginning trying to figure this out. But the first piece of advice would be to grab every opportunity you can early on, as long as it's reasonably related to the goals that you've set for yourself, and just see what comes out of those opportunities. It's been remarkable in my career when I said yes to something, what that could then turn into. But then as your career develops, definitely need to stop doing that all the time. You don't have to say yes to everything. But I definitely think that shift of being more open to saying yes, taking opportunities, even if it's something you've never tried before, it pays dividends for most women, and many women are reluctant to do that when they are young. They don't think they're qualified, but I think that is my first big piece of advice.
So the first thing is saying yes, taking risks, moving forward, and obviously at some point you can't say yes to everything because you just don't get overwhelmed, particularly if you're a competent person like you are. People just keep on putting more opportunities in front of you, and at some point you have to siphon those out. But really, this bias towards saying yes and taking on risks and opportunity. Let's start there. But let me let you continue.
Yeah, the next point is kind of interesting and maybe a bit more controversial. You hear a lot of conversation amongst women professionals on being your authentic self. And I've had some of the most interesting conversations and read some of the most interesting thought leadership on this idea of being yourself, being a woman, not trying to emulate someone else or emulate a man and how a man may get something done. There's a lot of debate over this. And what I have come to believe is that being yourself, being authentic, sharing some of who you are as an individual is really powerful, really important. It will keep you sane and happy, but you cannot do that in the absence of awareness. So you need to be yourself, but you have to understand how you are being perceived. Be aware of that. So I'll give you one small example that frequently gets spoken about. There are lots of coaching sessions on helping women to modulate their voice, to speak with a lower voice. And there's some really interesting and sometimes humorous kind of elements of that, different programs. But that's one thing that I will talk about with a young woman, which is be yourself. You don't have to train yourself to be a robot like someone else, but also you need to hear yourself and reflect and understand what using certain words may mean. That's one silly example, but it kind of goes to that overarching theme of finding that balance between being yourself and being aware.
You know, and this self-awareness, and I love this concept of like, oh my goodness, people take training to modulate their voice or change their voice or change something about them. And most of the time, unless they really feel it's necessary, they really want to do it for themselves. It is, I don't want to say it's time wasted, but you'd be far better off excelling at being oneself. It doesn't mean you're not constantly looking at self-improvement. But this concept of like people used to say to me, oh, you don't speak clearly, you don't speak this way, you don't speak that way. And for the life of me, I was able to get over it and basically made a career out of speaking. So it is what it is. But it's this concept of like being oneself and being authentic is, I think, just so important. I just love that. Amber, some more thoughts. Self-awareness, being yourself, so critical to having long-standing great careers.
Well, I'll just end with one more piece of advice. And thankfully, I do feel like you hear this one a lot. There no longer is, in my view, the expectation that a woman who chooses to have a career is going to have everything perfectly balanced all the time. I feel like 15 years ago, that was very different. But now there is a recognition that if you are going to try to have that elusive perfect balance between family, self, health, career, that there are going to be times when the teeter-totter slides in one direction or another, and recognizing that you're not going to get it perfectly balanced all the time, that every woman around you is largely having her own similar struggles in that vein, and it's okay, but that it's still well worth the effort at trying to find that balance. That is the last thing that I would say that kind of sums up a lot. There's a lot in there.
But that's really true. I mean, it's a constant surfing versus balance. It's constantly trying to find that right balance, but realizing it's never going to be perfect, or it's not going to be statically perfect. It's not going to always be 50-50 or 40-60 or whatever it is. It's going to be some weeks you're too focused on work, it's too demanding, and a little bit less focused on some of the other, parts of life, family and taking care of oneself and all those kinds of things. It just is really being mindful of when that gets out of whack for too long, or it gets out of whack to it's not sustainable, to where it really impacts your quality of life. So it's constantly searching for that balance, but recognizing it's not going to always be perfect week to week or day to day. Is that a fair assessment?
That is a perfect summation. Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's when it gets out of balance for prolonged periods of time that one really needs to look at it more closely. And you know, we've all seen people that are just magnificent lawyers or professionals that can't set boundaries, who can't say no, and then they end up in a spot where it becomes out of balance for so long that they almost have to bail out because they can't sustain that lack of balance in life, and at the same time, they have a very hard time setting boundaries on it. And they sometimes have bosses and other supervisors that aren't good at helping them do it as well. So there's multiple layers of challenge there, but it's recognized that day in, day out, it's not always going to be perfect how you want it. But over the course of time, if it's not good, if the balance isn't right, then you really got to figure it out.
That's right. And that kind of goes back to that very first point we were talking about is when you're younger, you're still figuring out your niche. You've got the energy and the drive, and you don't yet know exactly what is your perfect place in your career. That's when you say yes to everything and try those things. But as more and more, more and more demands on your life set in, you know, taking care of elderly parents, all those things that happen. Hopefully, if you've spent your energy at the beginning of your career trying these things and saying yes and getting a little bit more established, then you can start to narrow in and be a little bit more focused as you go along. That at least is the nirvana that we're all going for.
But the point that you're there is this thing, and it's an unpopular thing to say, but in some ways, you have to, in some ways, establish yourself relatively early. You're going to have to put in some hard work early, because over time in life, life gets in the way. And that's not bad that life gets in the way. Sometimes it gets in the way in very, very good ways, like expanding families, expanding opportunities, expanding other parts of life that one enjoys. There's also taking care of elderly parents, taking care of kids. There's all those things as a man or a woman, quite frankly. And so somehow or another, you ought to invest time seriously in one's career early, because if you want to later, sometimes it's impossible to do so later because you've got other life obligations that make it just very difficult to do at the same level. I think that's completely true of both men and women. It's just life at some point starts to get in the way, and it's harder to be all in, and concentration seems to falter, and different things people aren't as good and focused at. In any event, a fascinating, fascinating discussion, Amber, and hope I don't offend too many people with that last discussion on putting in hard work early before life gets in the way too much, but it is what it is. Amber Walsh, thank you. Congratulations on winning an award as a woman of power and influence. And again, you're so kind to point out Joanne Katsotonis also won the same award, but what a magnificent recognition of a career well-lived. Thank you very much for joining us, Amber.
Thank you.